The Greater Syracuse Land Bank marked a milestone just in time for its annual meeting Tuesday. The organization closed on its 400th sale last week to a city employee who's promised to live there for 5 years. WAER's Scott Willis has the story.
Land Bank Executive Director Caitlin Wright says the home is on Oakley Drive in the Valley section.
In this case, it's a young man. This is going to be his first home, and he put in an offer through our homeownership choice program, and his dad owns a construction business, so he'll have lots of help with the renovations that are needed.
Wright says it's just one example of the Land Bank's efforts to get vacant and abandoned properties back into productive use. She feels after acquiring more than 1,200 properties over the past 3 years, putting 400 back on the market is a good ratio.
To have sold a third of what we've taken in is exceeding our expectations in terms of how quickly we can get them back on the tax rolls. That's about $15 million of assessed value that wasn't paying taxes, and now it's back on the tax rolls paying taxes, so we're awfully excited about that.
In fact, the properties generate $720,000 in property taxes annually. Wright says the secondary benefit is long-term neighborhood stability. While owner-occupied homes are an ideal catalyst, she says responsible landlords can also play a role.
A lot of people in Syracuse are renters, and so we do try to sell to quality landlords as well so that we can improve the rental housing that's available. So about two-thirds of our properties are sold to landlords, and we screen them to make sure that if they're not local, they must have a local property manager, they have to have a good track record with code enforcement and keeping up on their taxes, obviously. And we have a minimum renovation spec that we attach to each property, and they have to promise to meet those minimum standards, and if they exceed them, all the better.
Wright says those renovations have poured more than $15 million into the local economy. The land bank also has the resources to clear out the most run-down properties. 73 were demolished in 2016 for a total of 169. In the coming year, Wright says they plan to introduce a pilot program to address lead paint hazards in the homes they sell. Plus, they'll work with the town of DeWitt to deal with zombie properties ignored by banks.
I think they're going to help us find another acquisition pipeline so that we can intervene in more abandoned properties and help more of them get back into productive use.
Wright says that will complement the other properties they're securing and selling outside of the city, including in East Syracuse and Baldwinsville. Scott Willis, WAER News.